G'day, what's your name?
David Blackburn.
And where's your property, David?
Victoria Plains.
You've got a rice crop right now. This is one you're leasing to Farm Assist. Why did you decide to participate in this trial?
Just to try a different crop, change a bit more cash flow.
I assume you don't claim to be an expert on rice. You've had one crop happening, but what's your initial thoughts on how it's going? Is it something that you've become more optimistic about maybe looking at in the future?
Yeah, I think so. I can see that it probably have potential. It's I don't think it's going to be an over difficult crop to grow. It'd be good to get help with a bit of rain, so you know, like you could keep your water usage down a little bit, but other than that, no, it seems pretty good.
What's your name, mate?
Ian Stevenson.
Where's your cane property?
Victoria Plains.
You've got a rice crop right now. Is yours one of the ones that Farm Assist is leasing, or is it your own crop?
Oh, it's my own crop. Farm Assist is assisting in the agronomy of it.
Why did you decide to participate in this?
I just heard people talking about it and thought I'd like to have a go at it.
You obviously seem optimistic about it, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think so. It's another crop that we can have a go at.
And, of course, it's about profitability. The sugar price is so low at the moment, isn't it? I mean, that profitability, that's what it comes down to, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You get a little bit more of a return, you know, and it's. I think if we can get something off our fallow ground, it'd be good for everyone.
How do you reckon this crop's looking? I know you're not an expert, but to the untrained eye, how do you reckon this crop on your land is looking?
Oh, it's not too bad. It's a little bit up and down, but we need to get the right equipment to do all the proceeds, like fertilising, spraying, and get everything in place and then give it another better go next time.
What's your name?
Joe Muscat.
Where's your property again, Joe?
Out at Oakenden.
All right, Joe, you were just saying that you haven't participated in the rice trials yet, but you're going to do some summer trials. What made you decide to do that?
I like the idea of having a diverse base, you know, and any cropping system that's got a bit of diversity certainly improves the, you know, our core crop, which is sugarcane.
Could you see yourself ever using some of your land just for rice instead of cane, or do you see yourself always using rice on land that you're rotating with cane?
Well, look, I mean, the diversity is important. You know, the soil health perspective, rotating different crops is what complements, you know, our main crop. And look, you know, this region's been growing sugarcane for more than 100 years, and it's done that because it's been successful. So it still is our core business, you know. But just like every business, we need that diversity, you know, to actually maintain and be sustainable.
The cane growers were at the session to hear from Farm Assist about its rice trials so far this year, and from Sunrice Operations Manager Anthony Vagg, who says his company sees strong potential for growth in the Mackay region and beyond, especially since rice appears to be working so well in between sugarcane crops.
In terms of where it ends up, you know, we'll wait and see, but short term we've sort of got visions for you know, expanding the hectares, so we see a system that fits and it works, and we're getting pretty good results.
How big do you think you can go with rice in this region?
Within North Queensland, we've got aspirations. So we've got a mill that has a certain capacity, and we're sort of getting towards that now. So what we need to do is determine is what sort of markets we have and where we can expand from there. But we've got a huge area that we can work with, but we need to be careful of you know, rainfall, water accessibility, things like that. So we think we've got enough area and enough potential growing region that we've got a really good area that we can work with.
Does Sunrice have to really get on the front foot here in terms of selling the idea to farmers? I mean, because it's a new thing and new things scare a lot of people, and you need to get cane growers on board.
Yeah, look, we're certainly trying to create a presence, and we've got guys on the ground, and we're trying to sort of just get around and talk to growers. So we sort of more want to have growers that are interested and want to grow it, rather than trying to force growers to grow it, because it is one of those crops that it's reasonably simple to grow. But like any crop, if you don't have the heart, or you don't have the interest to grow it, you know, you're less likely to succeed.